According to the preparedness, actually everything is set up for the arrival of the Pope. The only thing that happened Monday was an issue due to the storm damaging one of the structures installed in the stadium for the meeting between the Pope and the youth that is scheduled on Thursday. This damage was repaired this morning. It took a few hours. Everything is set up and the stands are ready to welcome the Pope. So I may tell you, the Kinshasa has a new image, a new look. It's been cleaned up, roads, repairs, street lights, back to work actually. It's another city that is going to welcome the Pope in a few hours.
Now, Abraham, your country, DRC, has the highest number of Catholics in Africa. And what are your expectations or your government's expectations as the Pope comes to your country today?
We are expecting a real communion between the Pope and the Catholic community. Also, it will be an opportunity for him to see how Congolese people are struggling, to see and to talk with the civil society, talk with politicians and, you know, touch ground and get the real situation of the country in this year that is leading us through the elections by the end of the year.
With the crisis in the east of your country, everyone is expecting that perhaps the Pope's visit might usher in some kind of peace. Is the Pope expected to visit Eastern Congo?
The program of the Pope during his stay in DRC is organized for a long stay in Kinshasa capital. You may understand that due to security measures, nobody want him to be maybe affected if he has to go on the east side of the Congo where actually the Rwanda's army behind the M23s keep on, you know, attacking our position. So it will remain in Kinshasa from Tuesday, leaving by Friday. But this, for sure, representatives of the Catholic Church, I may tell you, from every part of the Congo will be in Kinshasa, and they will have opportunity to talk with the Pope about the situation that is has been seen on the ground. So he's going to be remaining in Kinshasa, and we are hoping that everything will go smooth by God's grace, and it will be a nice occasion also for the rest of the world to figure out where is the Congo, who are the Congolese people, and how Congolese people do pray the Lord through our songs and request.